I'm going to start now the recording for the second hour of August 18th, Tuesday's Live with Linda. And I'd like to read a few of these entries from this book that is full of case studies. And the first one that I opened to was relieving the flare-up of an old injury. And it says, T-touch and increased body awareness help a practitioner manage painful flare-up of an old neck injury. I have chronic flare-ups of a neck injury ever since being rear-ended by a drunk driver in 1987. Doing lying leopard touches mostly and tiny python lifts and sometimes just a quarter of a circle called the snail's pace has helped reduce the time for recovery after an episode from more than a week for a few days or even less. Also, the extra awareness of my own body gained from the Tellington method has helped me feel when things are prime for a relapse, and I can be sure to work the area and alter my routine to prevent another flare-up. This is like from the 80s. It was interesting, I forget, on Saturday, Danielle Azur was saying, you know, not realizing that we've been doing this, you know, I've been sharing this work for humans since the 80s. So this is a really interesting one, and it's improving muscle tone and motor development in cerebral palsy. And sorry, you couldn't see the extent of this book before. This is what these entries look like. So daily T-touch sessions help a baby with cerebral palsy reach motor developmental milestones. My name is Lisa Dixon, and for the past 4 years now, I've been working with Linda's sister, Susan. I had heard of the Tellington method from a friend of mine, but knew nothing about it before I started to work with Susan. That's my sister, Susan Hodgson. I have a daughter who was born with a mild form of cerebral palsy that affects only her legs. Samantha was born 2 months early and spent the first 2 months of her life in the hospital. She has only been home for a month when we moved here. She was 9 months old before anyone told us what was wrong, and we wondered why she wasn't sitting up or crawling. I started using the Tellington method on the legs and hips every night, python lifts, circles, and the butterfly. And within 1 week, her tense muscle tone seemed to relax and soften. I used T-Touch faithfully every night, and within 1 month, she was able to sit up by herself. Her balance was not great, and she would sometimes fall over, and if she ended up on her stomach, she could roll onto her back, but not from her back to her stomach. Susan had remembered Sam's problem to, had mentioned Sam's problem to Robin, my sister Robin Hood, to see if she had any suggestions. Robin told me to try the lick of the cow's tongue, crisscrossing like an X on her back, and to connect opposite sides. I did this along with what I've been doing faithfully every night. It was about a month from the time I had started doing this, and just 2 weeks before her first Christmas, I was beginning to think either I wasn't doing it right or it wasn't going to help, when all of a sudden one day she rolled over from her back to her stomach, got up on her knees, and crawled about a foot. By Christmas, she was crawling about halfway across the room. Without the help of T-Touch, I'm positive she would not have made the progress she had, if at all. All the doctors could suggest was devices to help prop her up. Samantha is now almost 4 years old, and although she will probably have to wear orthotic braces the rest of her life, she's now able to walk and run with other kids. She still sometimes loses her balance and falls. She loves riding the horses and had perfect balance on them. All of the doctors are amazed with their progress, and although they look at me rather funny when I explain what I was doing, seeing is believing. I'm so grateful for this work. And this is Lisa Dixon. So, you know, the thing is so fantastic. We have a lot of Feldenkrais practitioners here, and I have to tell you all of an experience that I had in Italy. I think it's now maybe 8 or 9 years ago. I visited my friends, Sylvia and Massimo DeRay, and their daughter was, I think she was like maybe a year, and they had her in iron leggings because her feet were turned in. And I said, Sylvia, you can't do this. I mean, if you think what this is going to do to the rest of her body, it's just not possible. Mia Siegel, who is, if you don't know Mia Siegel, she is the most phenomenal, phenomenal Feldenkrais practitioner. And Mia was in Zurich, and I talked my friends into flying to Zurich from Italy and spending a week with Mia. And in 1 week of Feldenkrais, Teresa walks normally. Never had another problem. 1 week of Feldenkrais. And the thing is so beautiful. I mean, we don't always have the Mia, or we don't always have a Feldenkrais practitioner. And when you don't, here's this person who knows nothing, who was able to make this change with the T-Touch. And this is one of the reasons I just love having this connection between Feldenkrais and T-Touch, because we can do one thing with the Feldenkrais work through the whole body, and another way of bringing us into the presence of this 100 trillion cells. So I'm so grateful for all of you who are Feldenkrais practitioners who are joining us here, because we've had over the years so many Feldies who are able to integrate T-Touch with their work and give it to their clients that they can go home and work between their sessions of Feldenkrais. So this was the second one that I pulled up. Oh, heck, where is that? Oh, I missed one. Oh, I don't think I'll ever find it again. It was so interesting. It was from a riding instructor and really made a huge difference. But I want to read this one to you because this is, oh, maybe this is it. Sorry. Yes, Donna Snyder Smith. Experiential learning through T-Touch. A woman discovers a new experience of her body after receiving T-Touch. Before I begin, let me set the stage for you by telling you I am a professional equestrian instructor and clinician with 30 years experience. I have a background in classical dressage and have been a centered riding instructor for 15 years, all of which makes me very aware of the body's importance in our system of accomplishment and communication. Tension interrupts transmission, reception, and replication. In other words, I've known for ages how damaging undesirable tension is in both horse and rider. I've studied the Tellington techniques for four week-long trainings with horses. I have also watched gifted T-Touch and practitioners work their magic for many years. I've never attended one of the trainings without being overwhelmed by the degree of information contained in the innovative horse handling system and the amount and ramifications of the information which the horses themselves contribute. Yet with all of this information, I was not prepared to experience the aha, which I experienced just this past month at the hands of Tina Hutton. And Tina is one of our practitioners for more than 35 years. And she was a massage therapist at this point, and then did the whole Feldenkrais training with Mia. Tina is a Tellington practitioner who suffers from extensive accident-caused body problems and is constantly motivated by her personal understanding of the limitations of pain to find ways to help her clients, both human and equine. And I sent Tina, the first time I met her, she couldn't move from a terrible horse accident. And I can't remember the practitioner, the Feldenkrais practitioner, I think it was Anna Johnson in Sacramento that she went to and turned her around, of course. A trained masseuse, Tina, recently began using the Tellington T-Touch on a few of her equestrian-oriented massage clients. The T-Touch employs a much lighter pressure than that of a normal massage, and its application is dictated from an entirely different perspective. I have used the T-Touch on human partners during Tellington trainings and experienced having them use the T-Touch experience on me, but was about to discover those limited and upright experiences had really only educated my mind. The other factor, which I believe to have been all important to my revelation, was the use of a massage chair. When Tina placed me in her chair, because normally when we're working between people at a training, we're just either sitting in a chair or even standing. And the reason, if a person is not ill or feeling, if they're feeling normal and they're in a class for learning, the reason I have people stand to experience the work is it's in standing that we go through life. And as soon as we lie down, you know, any of us who've had great body work over the years, we give ourselves over to that person and we want to have something done to us, right? Whereas when we're standing, we're responsible and we can experience the T-Touch in a different way. As Tina began using the T-Touches, I became aware of some very deep muscular changes in my body. The changes were profound in that they affected groups of muscles which interacted in ways I could never have imagined were so interrelated or so completely integrated throughout the body. With what was mind-blowing for me was how light the touch was relative to the depth of the effect on my body, and I was beginning to experience. Somewhere in the process, a light bulb came on as I realized that this might fit in what a horse experiences when T-Touch is used. Again, the awareness of the depth of the impact of the light work was staggering, and my imagination, and I've got a pretty good one. After about 20-minute session, my lower back, which had been tight and painful, was completely released. When I stood up and walked around, my back felt distinctly longer and wider, something which is an important experience sensation from a perspective of a riding. As a result of the tiny shift in my body's awareness of its balance, I literally felt as though I was floating when I got up and walked. All my movements were lighter, more easily accomplished. Reduction of pain, light, fluid, effort-free movement. All of the things we search and work for when riding in both ourselves and our horses, all accomplished in a 20-minute session of T-Touch. What my brain has known and accepted all these years because of my training and observation of horses who were changed by the T-Touch, my body brought into reality. The differences between the two types of awareness is deep and incommunicable. It must be experienced at a cellular level. Having experienced it, I know my own teaching and use of the technique well and will evolve until they can produce for students or horse some small measure of the same awareness. Interesting. Any comments or questions I would like to ask?
Linda, I have three. Gretchen Langer, she would like to share a comment. She said, I have a comment to share about seeing the light between the cells. And then Charlotte Walker has quite a bit.
Okay, so let's start. Who's first?
Gretchen.
Thank you.
Hi. Yes, I've been experimenting with being able to see the light between the cells. And so what was really spontaneous was closing my eyes, keeping the lids closed down, but opening my eyes behind the lids. And then I could see a very mottled gradation of light and shape you know, dark, light and dark. So I'm curious. I was excited about that and felt it was authentic. Maybe everybody has their own way in seeing the light. And if I'd love to hear if people have other versions of how they access seeing the light between the cells or in the between the cells, right?
And if we think of that, where we started this conversation of light between the cells was when Eleanor Silverstein had the virus and said that she started to imagine, to work on that light between the cells, which is a communication between the cells, because when there is any like dis-ease or dysfunction or pain or fear, it's the communication between the cells is a disruptive, one could say. I mean, according to Bruce Lipton and Dr. Pomp. And so, well, actually, I'm not sure that Pomp talks about the light between the cells, this communication. Maybe, Denise, maybe you found that in some of the literature that you've been studying now with Pomp. So, does anyone else have any experience of this? What I do when I'm, for instance, we're imagining we're in the forest and I put myself out in front of me and I put my hands like I'm shaping my form, and then I imagine that I can see me. You know, and then I look for the areas, like right now where I've got some flattening of lumbar 1 and 5. I can imagine just doing T-touches. Actually, I'm going to reach back and actually do it now. I was imagining it, but now just as I did this, this is really interesting, you all. I haven't felt this before. I found a place like 2 inches to the left of that fifth cervical that's a little sensitive. I have found no sensitivity there at all to T-touch from the outside. It's been all on the inside. And that I can work with just like imagining the light. So Gretchen, what I'm doing is imagining that light. It I can take a paintbrush and I can activate that communication between the cells. It's like writing a story, or drawing. And I switched my hands 3 different ways. I started off with touching with which I don't normally do at all, with the knuckles, actually. I've never done that before, because I can do this really, really lightly. And then I flatten the hand. That the flat hand we call the llama touch. If anybody's interested, I'll tell you how it got that name. And then I switched to the owl. Or the blowfish, it depends which language. Oh, and now, holy mackerel, you all. I hope somebody will just start following, like doing stuff on your own body. As I'm talking to you, I feel like I'm connected with all of you, and I just followed what I've been feeling, but I haven't been able to actually really get my awareness, because way over the related, I wouldn't call it pain. Yeah, quite. Discomfort is like 4 inches to the left of the fifth lumbar. Yes. And I've been feeling that, but I haven't been aware of it. So maybe I just invite all of you to just find parts of your body while we're here together and just start getting acquainted. Now, as I move, I can just gently move my back and I can feel exactly where that was. I hadn't been able to identify it before. And I can move very gently and it doesn't give me any sharp pain, which is a big difference from the beginning. So all of you, and if you're on the phone, just start finding, let's take this opportunity, this amazing energy that we have, all of us here, considering connecting with that creative energy, that divine creative energy, in every cell in our body, and use the power of all these people on this call together from around the world. And change the way you're using your hands. I've just shifted like 5 or 6 different times. I'm just, Yep. So what I'm feeling, let me show you something a moment. After I use several different touches, I don't know what to call this. I started doing it on our little dog and he loves it. Can you see this? I'm making little circles with each one of these fingers individually. Kate on the phone, I'm holding my arm up, my left arm, and with my right hand standing upright, and this may be way too much for, if you've got real pain, you may not want to do this, but you could do it really lightly, but actually then calm it. I don't know, Paula, if this would be useful for any part of your body, because I think when you're still dealing with the release of trauma, that might be too much, because mine is like almost 3 weeks old now. This is really nice. And this visualizing the light, it's like we're painting a picture, just like, and what I didn't do, because I was so intent on what movement I was using, I wasn't using light. Let's bring some light in here and some sparkles. And paint it with gratitude. Now, I just moved my pelvis a little to the left and I felt sharp pain to the right side of that fifth lumbar. And by the fact of me being here with all of you and hoping that you're finding places in your own body, just interesting, if you don't have any place that you can find it a little sensitive, give thanks and just, just move with different hand positions around. Thank you all for this time, because I'm moving my pelvis in ways like if I were alone, I wouldn't be taking the time to do this. And I'm just imagining giving you all the time to explore. We don't take this time for ourselves. Now I'm just moving my pelvis now. Just gently back and forth and round in different ways. And paying attention to my breathing and imagining putting like my breath into those areas, into those cells. And so where I got a sharp little pain, I just go there with I'm using just the pads of my fingers. And let's just take now a few moments and celebrate. Find some part of your body that you're really happy with. You really want to give it thanks. Whatever part that is. And just,
Linda, I have quite a few questions from before, though. I don't know if you want
to. Well, let's just first, thank you. Hold those a moment. And let's just see now if what sharing we can do from this, what you got from this, and then we'll get to the questions. Can you type it in the chat, please? If you've got something you felt that you'd like to share. And remember, when we share something, it's as though we manifest it in a different way when we write it or speak it. Or you can just unmute yourself if you'd like.
Linda, it's Paula. So
hi, Paula.
Hi. Well, I was very interested in the question about the light between the cells, and of course what's between the cells is this fluid matrix, which is the interstitial fluid. So what I suggested in the chat, but I wanted to just bring it forward a little more, was this sense of, you know, your image of bringing light through, of imagining, you know, beams of light or a diffuse soft light pouring into the interstitial fluid, even coming to bathe the membranes of the cells and then move through into the cell bodies themselves. So just remembering that the fluids are this transitional transport, you know, connecting system in our bodies, and combining that with the images of light, I think this is another place to play.
Absolutely beautiful. And this whole concept of this, you know, crystalline collagen continuum matrix that connects through all of the fascia,
yes,
and throughout the whole body. It's so different, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the things I want to introduce on Sunday is this study of tensegrity, thank you, which is another way of the connections to the body. And that's what I've been experiencing with my connections that I'm getting. So thank you, Paula, because that's really...
look, I just raised my palm.
Really beautiful. Yona, is your hand up? Do I see?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm glad I could make it today. I just want to say, I really love the woman, I didn't get her name, the woman that just spoke. I loved what she said.
Paula.
Yes, I love what she said a number of things, because how, when we discuss movement, a lot of the times we're talking about that sense of fluidity in the movement. And also, when she was speaking, I kept imagining the ocean and how when the sun hits the water and it dances on the water. And so I was kind of thinking about this image that just kept flashing through my mind. And I was recently working with my mother. She has a broken foot, and just doing these tiny T touches And I kept thinking about this idea of the light between the cells with her, and just a sense of space, spaciousness and fluidity. And I asked her the next day, I said, how's your foot? She said, it's actually feeling a little bit better. So I'm gonna keep doing this with her. But I just really wanted to just, I really love what the woman said before, and it just had me think about all these images of water and light and the diamonds that the sun and the water create, you know? And anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
But that's beautiful. And that diamonds, like we can see from here, from our balcony, often in the afternoon around 3 o'clock, the water, there are diamonds just dancing on the the water that we see. And I'd like to introduce you. That's Paula Joner-Jones, where I want you to find you, Paula, because your book is downstairs. I would love to show them your book. There you are. Here. Oops, no, wait. If you speak, I thought I could click on you. If you speak, then they can see you. And
yes,
you can give them the name of your book.
Yeah, the book is called Our Horses, Ourselves, Discovering the Common Body. And I've been a T-Touch equine practitioner for probably, at this point, 12 or 15 years. And the book is graced by much of Linda's wisdom and others as well. But thank you, Linda. Thank
you. Well, it's a beautiful book. And what Paula, could you just tell them a moment what you do?
I'm a choreographer and a dancer and a somatic movement therapist. And I've worked with Body Mind Centering, which is the work of Bonnie Bainbridge Cohen, for many years, as well as Linda's brilliant work and my own. Working with horses and movement and that communication in our primary language, which is movement, which is how we communicate, how we speak most clearly and most eloquently to each other and other beings.
Yeah. And Paula does this beautiful movement with dancing, with a dancer with a horse, a rider on a horse and a dancer on the ground, and you've developed these beautiful programs, right?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Linda.
Pleasure. Other thoughts about this, other feelings? Did anyone take that time to discover something about yourself? I want to thank all of you for allowing me that time, because I usually, like when I'm leading us in the forest, I don't get as much a chance to really focus on myself. And that time, wow, I just really opened up my whole back. It's really fantastic. So thank you all. Any other, you can just unmute yourself if you would like to share something. Oops. Yeah.
Linda?
Yes?
This is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
And hi there again. I wanted to say that I found in working with the lower back, the softness of the knees and the softness of the feet and the ankles absolutely release. I have had a couple questions with a foot and a knee, as everybody's talked today. And the small of my back was like a rock and I didn't know it. And I work on it occasionally, knowing there's a correct connection. But doing that new little, like anemone finger, little tiny circles was incredible. And then going to the owl after, and everything was soft and buttery, no more hardness. I mean, starting with, you know, the progression you gave was shocking. And the knee is fine and the foot is very flexible and it's incredible. I tell people this and I kind of do it, but I've never gotten the release I got with those three tiny moves. So I just wanted to share that. And,
Thank you.
Know, it's the feet are very essential to the knees too. You can work down the leg, but get to the feet, and the feet will be hard. And I take Epsom salts a lot, and I always work my feet in the tub every single time for 10 minutes. Just do the touches on your feet with Epsom salts, and it's incredible.
Great idea.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Isn't it anemone? I wonder if we could call it that. See, I'm looking for a name for this little movement, because it's now Griffin loves like regular tea touches, and he loves the 3 second ones and the pauses. But in the beginning, I did a lot of this. I mean, something I've never done before. And he's just like, whoa, that is good. Mm-hmm. And so an enemy. We need a little secret, some little different creature has to have that name. So thank you, Joyce.
Certainly.
Gretchen, do you, a spider? Well, we have a daddy long legs, and actually it's in the community. I did a session with an 18-year-old Jack Russell Terrier who couldn't see or hear, is what they thought. And that was it. Just like, that's all I got on her as she went by. Like maybe 3 little daddy long legs, like. And she walked by me like she had a path. She had dementia, and she would walk on the same path through the kitchen. And I was sitting on the floor, and as she'd walk by, she couldn't be touched. She couldn't be held. And just, they said. And after the 4th time she stopped, when I did that, she stopped, and I put my finger behind her ear, and she pushed her head like down to the floor. And then I could just do tea touches on her. It turned out that her teeth were rotten. And we have this on video. It's very cool. And I know that I did not spend more than, certainly not 10 minutes total over 2 days, just moments with her. And she could be then picked up and held and taken to the vet the next week. And they pulled all her teeth. And at 18, she came home and ate normally and lived for another year. And that was the daddy long legs. So that's, and we also have tarantulas pulling the plow. That's this movement where you get a little skin rolling. It's based on the concept of actual skin rolling, which is a form of therapy in Germany, which is brutal. It's not just Germany, but it's brutal. And the idea is to pull the skin free from the fascia. It's just like, sorry, but it makes no sense to me. But this, what we call tarantulas pulling the plow, this concept that where like I walk with the 2 fingers and I really feel my, like, I imagine that I'm a tarantula with little nails, and I feel my nails going over like this. Can you see well enough? Like, oh, darn. Wait, I've got to get the right angle there, like that. And then my thumb just gently makes a little movement. You see between the thumb and, you see how that little bit of skin there? As I push it from the thumb, I push toward the fingers. And that's our form of skin rolling. And we've had like amazing results from that, of integration of the body. But for me, it always has to be done with respect for the body. So that means it can't hurt. Unless there's something that you want to feel deeper. There are sometimes with some places, I don't know if I'm sure some of you have discovered this, that your body may want to have a deeper pressure. And it actually feels good. If you're asking for it and it feels good and it's not harmful. Like if a person has fibromyalgia and they ask me for deep work, I wouldn't do it because I know they'll suffer after. But otherwise, do what the body really wants. So do we have any other comments like this before I go to the other questions? Anything, Kirsten? Victoria, sorry, are you moving to unmute yourself?
I did. Sorry, I just forgot. So Jonah had another question. She said, I would like to hear Linda address the light in the eyes, which the woman was mentioning before, because it has to do with the optic nerve firing.
I don't know what you mean.
I think it was Gretchen who talked about the light in the cells and closing your eyes.
Oh. Just feeling through closed eyes, imagining you're seeing the light, right? Or connecting with that light.
Right, and my guess is from Jonah that she's thinking it has to do with the optic nerve. I don't know, Jonah, do you want to say anything about it? I can unmute you.
It's just that I hear this a lot of people talking about when they see lights. And, you know, to me, it has to do with the nerves that are firing. Because if you do palming,
right,
you end up, if you stay there long enough, it's just, you see darkness. So yeah. I think the lights that you're experiencing have to do with residual firing of the nerves. And my sense is that what Linda is talking about more has to do with our incredible imagination. Unless that's completely off target.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
But if that, whatever is meaningful to the person feeling it, Gretchen, do you have any more to say about that? Like, if that helps you imagine.
Well, I think it's exactly, we self-direct. And this was simply, I found it interesting and it got me there. I am an artist, so imagination is one of my big tools. And also color. And I had been seeing a very bright green, brighter than your background. I thought was very interesting. But anyways, I was simply, everything, I love the idea of using the imagination to pour it into me, you know, anything. I'm just gonna keep exploring.
Great.
I'm not deferred by anybody, any rules, you know, or anything like that.
Right, and the thing is where communication is so challenging, isn't it?
It's so personal.
Yes, it's so personal. And what Yael said, this feeling, this presence, because you feel a presence, as you said, and always in the wonderful Feldenkrais work, but this is a different presence. And as we explore and we attempt to communicate what we're feeling, I think it expands our palette, so to speak. We have more colors, more possibilities as we share our experiences. And we may find it impossible to really think that we're communicating what we're feeling, but still something in the energy comes across.
Yes.
So Kirsten, do you want to start with those questions? And if just put more in, let's just address a few of these questions.
Yes, so one, I think it's Sue, I'm not totally sure. During the case study, improving muscle tone and movement, she's using lying leopard and lick of the cow stone, crisscrossing the back, ?
Oh yeah, so this is something that is for humans, not for, with horses, which we do the lick of the cow's tongue. I need a mini horse here. I'll get this bigger picture so I can. So if I'm standing looking at a horse and the back is up here and the belly, the abdomen is down here, I will come and I'm really careful. I'm very aware of that I make a movement that is running perpendicular, like vertical. Why? Because of the way the blood vessels come out of the spine. So I'm following something. Whereas with people, hold on a second. I've got something I can use here. Thank you. I forgot that she had wings. So you can't see it as clearly, but oh, what happened to the, so with a, with when we do this between people, and Kirsten, can you please make, okay, we start like, we hold the right, so the right hip, and you go across to the left shoulder and down to the elbow. So it's like, oops, you go, your hand goes like that. And then I go from the, from the, from the left here, if she didn't have wings, I come up and I go like that down the arm. Now, I know where I can show you a picture, because it's really something, if you have in your household someone to share this with, very interesting. I'm going to show you a picture because this is incredible. We do this in our classes, like at the end of the day, or, you know, it's such a wonderful way to connect. See how fast I can find this. By the way, Valentina, you asked if I could make that, that collection into a book, but I tell you, before I do that, I've got to get this book, which is only in German. It's called in German, the title is Linda, Trust Your Intuition. And it's all the stuff that's never been written about the work. Oh, if I can find, I have no idea where, oh dear. Thought I could come across this picture fast and I can't. Drat. So we're going to have to remember, Kristen, you're going to have to remind me to take this picture and put it, when I find it, I'll put it in the, on the, in the membership site. So you can see this.
Exactly. So,
so you want to describe it while I'm looking? And those of you who've done it, Joyce, we've got lots of people here who've done it.
Oh, the leg of the cow side?
Yeah.
Okay, I will write it down. I'll put it in.
What's it like? How do you do it? You start, left hand holds the shirt down on the left side. Yes. Then you take your right hand on the outside of the pelvis and you do this slide of the hand up to the left shoulder. And I go down the neck and down to the elbow. And it and then you do that about four times and then you turn everybody, you do this in a circle. We do this in a big circle. That's what I'm trying to find. Oh.
So I have a question.
I've got the wrong book. What?
It looks like you twist your wrist when you're starting on the right side, you twist your wrist and go across. And then when you do the left side, it looks like you went all the way up and you didn't twist your wrist until you went over the shoulder.
You come up like this, then you turn and go over the shoulder. Left
both
side.
Legs, both sides?
Yes.
Okay.
You come up and turn and go.
Okay.
Over. You probably saw it because my left arm works, maybe looks like it works a little differently. But
yeah,
it's
it did. It was totally different. Okay. Thanks.
Now, why is that so effective is on humans? You can be tired at the end of the day and we can have a whole group and it's like, man, you've been doing this all day, or you've been out with the horses, or we're in a human class, or we don't do it as much in the dog classes. What's, oh, I know, because you've got all the dogs there. Not, it's not always so easy to get in the circle with everyone. That's why we don't do it as much. What other questions, Kirsten, do we have?
Okay, we have I don't know, Charlotte, can you let me know if the two comments you wrote for Linda, is that for here or for later? I'm trying to unmute her and it doesn't work.
So Paula, sorry, please go nap. We're almost ready to finish.
I couldn't unmute, but it unmuted me now. I don't know what happened. So about the light, I realized, so a few weeks ago, I'm a healer, so I've been working on different levels, and I started to see flashes of white light, and I couldn't understand what it was. And I looked it up, and I've got Working with Archangels book. I don't know if you can see that. And I looked at Metatron, and it's all about the white light. But now when you were talking about the cells and everything, I'm thinking, well, actually, it started when I started working with you on this course. So the flashes of light that I'm seeing, I think are related to that. Beautiful. So that's my link with that. I had a question about, again, it goes back to a dog. Obviously, dogs are my thing this week, so I'm sorry. But I have a dog which is in America that is very much like the story you told about the child with cerebral palsy. And they are working, it's got straight leg syndrome at the back. And they need to work on its muscle memory and muscle tone. They're getting it walking. I just wondered, what could I teach them through a Zoom call working on that?
One of the things, first of all, emphasize the connected circles along the spine.
Yeah.
And then running parallel to the spine. Connecting okay. all the parts that are working.
Yeah. Okay.
And then on the front legs, start with the front legs and you do the coiled python. So you put your hand around the legs, circle and lift, pause, okay. slide, circle and lift. Now, maybe if I turn around, I don't know if you can see from the back. No. So I circle with the front and you can't, and I lift with both thumb and fingers. Now on what breed is this dog? How big is it?
It's a boxer. It's 3 months old. It's tiny. Tiny.
It's like this. It's thumb and fingers. It's just a little circle. And
he's got very long legs, but yeah, they would be that circle. Small.
And lift, and just like that.
Circle and pause and lift.
Yep.
Circle, pause,
and breathe.
And lift. Yes, and like breathe. We always stop breathing when we do this. Okay.
And then do that on the front legs, and then do the back legs.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That sounds so wonderful. Tail.
Is his tail docked?
Yeah, his tail is docked. Yeah.
So you have to do it on the tail as though it were there.
I wondered about that because I wondered a few weeks ago about phantom limb pain. Can you fix phantom limb pain from?
Well, when you say fix, can you fix phantom limb pain?
As in?
There's the easiest way to do it. I mean, we work on the leg that, on the part, say the leg that is there and then the leg that isn't, but there's a fabulous way, and maybe some of you know it, I don't remember the name of it, but it's a mirror image. Use a mirror image. And if you combine that with tea touches, it's very, very effective. Yes, you can.
Wow. Thank you. That's brilliant. Thank you. And I did mention, sorry, I wrote in here about talking about the light between the cells. So you might want to read it. I don't know whether I'm going to take too much time if I read it now, but I've just put a note in there from I think he's Russian, Alexander, how do you say his name? Gershwin, is it? I'm not sure how you say it. Yeah. But he said he did an experiment with two onion roots, and he observed the that he noticed that the growth was on the amplified side of both of the onions. And he deduced that the two plants were exchanging invisible rays that he named, I don't know how you say that. You can have a read. But and that was from the light therapy book. And I like to think about, do you know when sunflowers, they turn into right. each other?
Yes.
And I like to think that, and I believe that that's the cell light talk back.
Could easily be, and they're all related, right?
Yeah.
And this...
And if you've got sunflowers growing together, they never grow higher than each other. They're always the same.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Incredible. There have been so many fascinating... The Russians did very early, years ago, they did wonderful experiments with plants that are really famous, where it proved that the plants recognized people and knew them, and it's really worth looking. The Secret Life of Plants, I think that experiment is in the book, The Secret Life of Plants. So, any other questions? Thank you. Great. Thank you so much.
Kirsten? Hi, this is Maureen. I just wanted to mention that my son's a massage therapist, and he teaches massage, and he always teaches the students to massage the limbs that are missing, whether they're fingers or a leg or whatever, because if you just massage the one leg and they have get up off the table, they'll almost fall over if the other leg isn't massaged. So many people don't realize that, but he said energetically it's still there. So he always teaches that for people who are unaware of that.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's in my book, just a little double day book called The Tellington Tea Touch, there's a chapter about the working on the missing part. And maybe you've seen it where I worked on a swan, a wild swan that had the wing amputated. And so I did tea touches around the wing that was there, and then around the wing that wasn't there, but where it would be. And this wild swan was able to run in a straight line for the first time, because normally she couldn't be put with the other swans because she couldn't go straight. And just that one session made a difference. It's really fascinating. Thank you. And that's so important to remember. Just treat it, it's like it's there, because the image is still in the brain. You know? And again, the Russians have done studies on that many years ago.
People forget that with the docked ears, with the dog. Dogs have had
absolutely
ears.
Yes.
They'll forget about massaging the rest of that ear that isn't there.
Well, and hopefully we won't much longer have to deal with that. Some of the countries are managing not to allow cropping. So, let's see. Any other people related? Kirsten.
I don't have anything anymore. And I put it in the chat. If I missed anybody, let me know. But I think I got everything.
Great. So I would like to end with this, a different part I'm going to read today. This is from the book that I hand out in classes called Voices of Nature, Poems from Fairies and Trees and the Stars and the Breeze. And I'm sorry, I still haven't sent you the people I promised the fairy pictures to. You will get them. I just was so out of it this week that I didn't do much work. So this is called Tree Speak. Love is the glue. Sitting, and I wrote this years ago. This was in the 80s and on one of my trips to Australia. And it's the same time that I was talking to the Moreton Bay fig tree, this 600-year-old tree, but this was a whole other one. So I was sitting deep in the beloved rainforest of Dr. Helen Caldicott, and she was the physician who started Physicians Against Nuclear War. Open journal poised precariously upon my lap, awaiting wisdom from the ancient tree upon whose limb I balanced. Dusk hovered nearby as lusty bullfrogs gave full force to the orchestra of cicadas, and a variety of unidentified plops and gurgles arose from the pond above which I was perched. While the last vestiges of evening light illuminated my page, the voice of the tree began to flow through my pen. As you sit lightly upon my outstretched limb, it is like sitting in the cradle of civilization from which you come. So long ago, your soul started its journey on the physical place, many times to come back for lessons, experiences, and the making and releasing of karmic debts. In this soul group, you finally found your original family gathering together, as you agreed, to uplift the energies on this lovely planet. Many of you have been networkers, weaving the web of light around this precious planet, fully trusting your inner voice and gently guiding whispers of wisdom dropped on your path, often as scarce as Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs, but just enough to hone your skills for inner listening. A shift has occurred as more and more of you come together, having given your will to divine source and recognize your oneness with all that is. The matrix from which you come is shifting to form a new vibrational rate, a new pattern of molecular structure. As joy and unconditional love awaken in your memories, this pattern, this shift, will begin to spread through the human community as bees do pollinate flowers. Each positive thought, each gesture of love, each smile of appreciation of your own species and of the other kingdoms of nature strengthens the web of light and currents of information buried long upon this planet. Atlantis, arise, Lemuria too. It's time to awaken, and love is the glue to heal the wounds, to close the rift, to rebalance the planet, to make the shift to the knowing you've carried into each new birth, that right here now is heaven on earth. And when we remember that presence, that connection to that remarkable creative source of all that is, something else happens. I believe it's like a light emanates off us, and that light spreads around the world. It's like connecting us all, just like the light between the cells communicates and connects. It's this connecting light. And that's what Zoom has done. I remember in the 80s, we used to have this song, and nobody I knew who sang it can remember the words. It's about Spider Woman weaving a web of light around the planet. Nobody remembers that, the words. But it's like that's what the internet can do. And when we choose to focus on the positive that comes through this world wide web, yeah, we enhance, we support, we shine the light. And this concept of heaven on earth is something that I've been getting for years, this messages from the rocks, from the sea, from the breeze, from the trees. Always about heaven on earth. And heaven on earth is simply remembering our connection with all it is, with nature, with all beings, and with divine source within. And when we learn to go within and we take this time together to experience that presence that we are, we enhance the light around the planet. So I want to thank you all for your time. It's been really wonderful. And I want to thank you for giving me this space to work on my back, because, wow, feels really delightful. And remember,
put the words in the chat. I think that's the song you want.
Oh, great.
About the Spider Woman.
Spider Woman? Fantastic. weaving the web around the world. Thank you. So remember, Sunday is coming up, and we have our 3 hours, and we've had two long sessions with Sandy and Eleanor planning for this coming Sunday. So bring your colors and your journal, like something to write with. And if you can, bring some wraps, because I want to do a little bit with the wrapping. Thank you all. My heart to yours. Let's do a heart hug.
Yeah.
Send this out around the planet. Let's call in all our guardian angels and recognize all the kingdoms of the plants, you know, and all animals and all the minerals, the crystals, stones, you know, and the nature spirits. And just connect with that divine spark in every cell in your body. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I look forward to being with you on Sunday.
Thank you.
And Linda, I forgot something. I'm really sorry. Can you just talk? Well, I can say, we sent an email to everybody about the Joan King book, that you can buy it. And we have the links in the email. There will be a few more, but the deadline is August 31st to order. You all should have received it. If not, just write me a little note in the chat and I will send it to you.
This may be the last time that we can get a box of books from the husband of Joan King. So, wonderful. Have a wonderful rest of your day or evening, wherever you are. And aloha.